today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, in that one. Yeah, rest in power, Seymour.
All right, this is the final wrap-up of the American Band Madness Tournament thing here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today, two capable analysts. Of course, Jason Goebel. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jim. Pat. Oh.
And
give it away. Sorry.
Jason, I want you to prepare your voice. We're going to ask you for a little Vital a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So here we are. It's been 2 months, and the tournament has concluded, just like the NCAA basketball tournament, which, by the way, Jason Goebel won our office pool.
Big winner.
For the basketball.
Pat, I was told to ask you on Facebook about the car. I was told that the winner was going to get a car. So
that is correct. It's in transit. Yeah. Okay. We've got something planned for tomorrow evening to pick
Excellent.
Up the car. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
About 3 a.m. we're doing a pickup of it.
So. Okay.
Is it
very good?
Is it the old Kia Rondo?
I wish, but I think they crunched that thing. But that would be sweet. The engine may still be on fire when you receive it, if that's the problem.
Yeah, that will work out fine.
Okay, so congratulations, Jason, on winning the basketball pool. Good job there. You had UConn going to the final game.
Yes.
All right, and that was the clincher for you.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Now, getting to the American Band bracket here. So we set up the Final Four. The Final Four was Talking Heads, Beastie Boys, REM, and Replacements. And let's just kind of go through how this thing played out. We're going to start here with the semifinal that was Beastie Boys versus Talking Heads. I think we had sort of mixed predictions on this. We weren't sure which way it was going to go. And it ended up Talking Heads 182 to Beastie Boys 126. What do you guys think?
So I was expecting the Beastie Boys just because, you know, in the earlier rounds, they were sort of winning big. So I thought that was going to carry over. But was happy for the Talking Heads. Ended up, I guess, walking circles around the Beastie Boys and taking the victory and getting to that Final Four spot. Or final game spot. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not on record who I thought was going to win, but Talking Heads to me certainly seemed to be significant, with maybe with a capital S. I don't know if that's appropriate. A significant band. I'm not surprised that they took this. And compared to some things, it was not a blowout, it was a comfortable victory, I think.
I think looking back at this now, I don't know that I ever would have predicted the Talking Heads to get to the final game when this whole thing started. But looking back at it now, I guess it does sort of make sense. They straddle that line between alternative and mainstream. And so they sort of capture both of those factions, right?
Yep. Well said. And, you know, to some degree, the Beasties straddled sort of mainstream hits and sort of the hip hop sound as well, and you know, with some creativity in there. So I think they're both really worthwhile Final Four participants. I really do. And hey, they did New York City proud, right, Jason? It was a great matchup in a really pretty close contest, like Bill said.
Yeah, and agreed.
Okay, so that went down on Saturday, and then on Sunday we had the one, I think, you know, the heavyweight matchup people were waiting for, REM versus Replacements. And if you were watching the voting throughout the day, I think the Replacements were leading for much of the time, but it was really close. It was like really tight. Both of these bands they brought out their fans in force because the final ended up favoring REM. And here's the vote total, 415 to the Replacements, 393.
Wow. Either each band got more individual votes than the total number of votes cast in the Talking Heads Beastie Boys game. So that tells you how the participation was just off the charts. It was the Super Bowl kind of in one sense for those two.
I noticed something interesting, which is that the Replacements in every round that they were in either got the most votes cast that round or the second most votes cast that round. That even held in the semis. Unfortunately, REM is the one that got the most in the semis. But right. It's definitely, REM has, I think, a wider, more mainstream appeal. But Replacements, they were hardcore fans, certainly showed up.
I realize it's not what the song's about, but as an overall for this game or matchup, you got to talk about the passion. I mean, the fact that 800 plus people voted on this one. And I think I had said in the last round that I wasn't sure if the REM fans, you know, just because it seemed like they were rising, but they kind of did what they had to do enough to win. And I didn't know against the Replacements whether that was going to be the case. But it was the time to rise for REM fans to be engaged, and REM fans best to rearrange their finest hour for both the fans and the band. REM with a very good win, obviously, at the end of the day, that sent them to the finals.
And, you know, I want to mention something that Jim actually brought to my attention in a message at one point, that Seymour Stein passed away.
Yes.
Just this week, right?
Yes.
Right, Jim?
So let me just say that the fact that this did not end up being an all Sire Records final championship matchup, which it could have been, but the fact that it was not, that killed Seymour Stein.
That's what did it. It was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, in that one. Yeah, rest in power, Seymour. Obviously, yes. Very influential executive who signed many important New York bands and started a very important label.
Well, it's funny because when I say Talking Heads Replacements would have been an all Sire Records, you know, final, like people don't think of the Replacements as being on Sire Records, even though,
right,
you know, to the extent that they had any great success, it was there, right?
But yes. Yeah, yes. That's right. Despite their own efforts to sabotage it, it was there. Yeah.
Which leads me to my next comment about the Replacements and their loss. I don't think people should take it too hard. I mean, honestly, do we really want the Replacements winning anything? It would just go against their brand, right?
That's right. It wouldn't have been cool. Yeah.
So congratulations on getting to the Final Four. It was, and then, you know, what a contest there.
What a battle. It really was incredible.
I don't know how many overtimes it would take.
Yeah.
You get 415 to 393. Yeah,
it's one of those NHL playoff games. It just keeps going and going going.
That's right. Okay, so there we go. So then in the championship matchup, which took place yesterday, that was REM versus Talking Heads. And your champion is REM.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
love the Talking Heads, but I mean, I think we all saw this coming. REM 227 to Talking Heads 80.
80.
It was reminiscent of the actual championship game on the hardwood last night in some, some regard.
Well, according to some reports I saw on social media after the match, some people went up to David Byrne, and the only thing he could say, he was so dazed, is, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?" He just kept muttering that over and over.
And I guess I'll add that Eric Adams was planning on canceling the ticker tape parade any event because of the craziness going on downtown in New York City today. So probably best that the parade got moved to Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
Though I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene may be disappointed that she's not going to be able to be part of the celebration.
I'm sure she is. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, without getting too deep into the philosophy of what it means to be the best and if there's any objective truths, at this level, losing in the finals is not a sign that you're in any way lacking.
No way.
Somebody had to win, and Talking Heads have no reason not to hold their head up high. I mean, it's all good at this point. So
yeah, and I think just that big suit dragging it around for so many matches probably got David Byrne in the end. He was just didn't have anything left in the tank when it came to the final.
And I mean, again, when I saw your number one seeds, I thought REM was going to be the team that emerged. Or the band that emerged. I think that's one of the reasons we probably haven't been talking about it that much, because every time they won big, it was expected at the end of the day. And, the only band that potentially was going to give them a scare was the Replacements, in light of the fact that the Replacement fans came out in droves to support their band. Yeah, I'm sure there's Talking Head fans Talking Hand bases on the Facebook and the Twitter, but that haven't been said. It's you know, not as big as REM's at the end of the day.
Right. All right. So did we have fun?
It was a blast, Jim. And I want to thank, on behalf of all the people who voted, I want to thank all of them first. And I want to thank you for pulling this idea together and brainstorming it and really fleshing it all out. It's been so much fun. And I think everybody really, really enjoyed it. So big, big thanks to you, and big, big thanks to whoever those 700 and however many people were that voted in the final, or maybe it was 350 that voted twice. I don't know, but nevertheless, thanks to all of you very, very much. It really was fun.
And to all you people, any newbies out there, who are not familiar, listen to the podcast every day.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to the radio show, Suburbs Radio.
That's right.
Find it suburbsradio.com and Rockin' the Suburbs phone apps and such. And, give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it based on your interest in these types of bands. So, anyway.
Yeah. And I'll add to that we have a wonderful service. Big thanks to Keith Jacobson, of course, the general manager for the radio station. But we have a Mixcloud account where you go to Mixcloud. Oh, yeah. And find Suburbs Pod. And lately I've been, as the weather gets warmer, I've been walking the Buckethead a little bit longer each day. And I've, instead of listening to two soccer podcasts, I've actually listened to one, and then I'll put on a show, a replay from Mixcloud to kind of give me a little balance. So you can listen to those Mixcloud shows anytime. And it's a great way to sample what's going on with the different shows. So go check that out as well.
I was going to second what Patrick said. I think for all the work Jim did, I think what may have been the most difficult was dealing with the emotions that this brought forth in a lot of people. I mean, I guess it's good that people were passionate about it. And there were some in the social media, some very passionate reactions to some of the wins and some of the losses.
Yes, I will say, fortunately, a lot of that sort of dissipated after the first round was over. The first round we had to deal with, you know, people being really upset that their favorite band was, you know, couldn't even get one win, right?
That's
very much. And then I get it. That's basically, as we all know about music, you internalize it. You take it as a reflection of yourself and your personality in some way, right? And so that sort of rejection, I think, was hard. But, you know, I kept trying to explain to people, math dictates that half of the band would be out in the first round. I'm sorry.
That's right.
And you know, there's one of them is probably somebody's favorite. So there was that. And then, and then also the seedings, of course, you know, that people had took issue with that and totally understandable. But by the time you got past that first round, nobody really cared that much.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, let's just
much like the tournament itself. Once you, everybody has to bitch about something before the tournament starts. So they bitch about the seedings. And then when it starts, they forget all about it.
Yeah. So. Right. Right. But I appreciate it. And I will say that I'm very tired and, not only for just sort of running this thing for 2 months, but also the brilliant idea I had to launch each one at like in the morning, you know, even on weekends, which meant having to make sure I got up every morning and dealt with this thing.
Well, it'll all be worth it when you're the grand marshal at the big victory parade tomorrow down in Athens.
Okay. So what else? Anything else? Are we good?
I want to say a big thanks to all to Jason, Bill, and everybody who served as an analyst on this. They've been really helpful and so much fun and very entertaining. So everybody that took the time to come on and do that, we really, really appreciate it.
You combined the greatness of music with the majesty of sports, and it was a lot of fun doing this. So thank you guys for allowing me to be part.
That's like
it was a blast. It was a blast.
My two favorite things, music and sports. So yeah, it was fun to do.
There you go.
Okay, before we go, Jason, give us some Vital. Come on.
Okay, I'll try my best. REM, baby, taking home the title. But you got to recognize Debbie Harry. She's a PT player at the end of PTP. Climb time player at the end of the day. Taking... It's surprising, taking Blondie all the way to the quarterfinals. And what about Robert Pollard? Oh, my. I can't believe it.
All right, there we go. Thank you.
That's soft, but that's the best I can do on the spot.
I put you on the spot.
That was great.
All right, this has been great fun. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it. And
thank you, Jim.
We may or may not come up with some nonsense like this next year. We'll see. We'll see. Give me some time to think on that. All right.
You need to recharge your batteries. Take some time off and recharge.
I do want to say to the people, though, since I'm guessing this is you know, one of those episodes is going to get huge listenership. We do have Suburbs Fest coming up, and
that's right.
A key piece just fell into place today. So this would be the one I'm talking about. It's going to be in Louisville, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And Patrick, you may not even know this yet. We got a venue secured for Friday night, August
4th, beautiful.
For the Hootenanny / live band karaoke.
Fantastic. That's fantastic news.
Yes. It's going to be at Gravely Brewing Company. That's at 514 Baxter Avenue, right there in the heart of the city. And it's a music... sort of themed brewery as well. So
cool.
These guys are really into music, and they have a stage and a, you know, sound system, and
awesome.
We can set up really, really great there. I think we're going to go from like 7 to 11, which is kind of
beautiful. That's
perfect sort of timing. Right. So that'll be that Friday night. And then of course, Saturday night will be the Dash Rip Rock show. That's at 21st in Germantown with the Excuses opening. So we got those two things set, and we're working on one more thing. So soon to be determined, and we have a group raid on the Galt House Hotel right downtown Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get that information up on our website and our social medias and all of that stuff. So hope to see you in Louisville. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm already saving up my dollars so I can put gas in Bill Mulligan's car for our drive out there. I gotta pay for the gas.
Unfortunately, I don't think Churchill is running.
Oh,
at that time, that would have really been a lot of fun. But
that would have been incredible. Yeah,
another time. Okay, all right. Thanks, guys. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan,
and I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
I'm Jason Goble, and I'm done.
We'll talk to y'all later.
I will say this. I'll say one more thing. I thought it was great during the REM replacements matches that Paul Westerberg and Michael Stipe kept on doing the "you can't see me" gesture to each
other. Yeah, that was beautiful.
So, you know what? That was great. At the end of the day, it added to the fun, and I hope replacement fans are not that sad about the fact that Michael Stipe got in the last gesture and was pointing to his ring finger at the end of the game.
That's right.